The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
And you, how long have you known?
The Stips are a target for terrorists bent on destroying them.
You said something about another Von Langer.
His grandson, Stefan. He's picked up where his grandfather left off.
None of the traffic cams picked up anything around the time of the incident, but we managed to find a surveillance camera that caught this.
I take it that these two vehicles are the only ones that returned within the 10 minutes.
That's correct.
Now when we stop, the court guard will open the back doors. You stay here with me like you're guarding me. I'll make a fuss about having to be guarded while our guard will get the replacement Lister out and help escort him to the holding room.
Why is he wearing a death mask?
We must hide his face. The last thing the Federation wants is for him to be assassinated. He must stand trial.
And why is there an extra guard with you?
For some ridiculous reason, I'm to be escorted by this guard for my own protection.
Is that your trail cam alert?
We have a visitor. It's from Todd. Looks like the game is afoot.
And now, episode 117, Taking the Bait.
What makes Agent Todd think that this might be our van?
I sent him copies of the security footage we had of the suspected vehicles.
The one with the unidentified markings.
He said there's a match on this van. This logo on the van that tripped the trail cam is the same as the one on the surveillance photo.
So, what sort of protocol have you set up with him?
The ball is in his court. If I go out there and there's an arrest made, I'll have to explain what Baltimore City PD is doing out there. The cover story is that the feds are setting up a sting to capture members of a drug ring.
And if they take these guys down and it turns out to be our bomb threat, then the ATF and Homeland would step in.
Just like they did with Stefan's grandfather. Man.
What?
I was just thinking, if that had happened, Mac and Hernandez would have a fit.
I hope Agent Todd can take them down soon, because these two will find that van, I guarantee it.
You're right about that. Well, looks like they may have a chance to do that.
Was that from Todd?
Yeah, he says, the van stopped and sat for a moment, then departed.
Ask him if he could ID them.
Did you get enough for an ID?
Hopefully he'll be able to get a plate number.
No ID, but running plates. We'll advise.
My gut tells me that the plates will either come back stolen or expired.
Shades of St. Louis. If that's the case, I'm willing to bet that the logo will return as some sort of service vehicle.
Of a company that doesn't exist? Well, at least we know that the emulator Robert made is working.
I'm guessing that they went out just to case the location. Think we should man the traffic cams leading out of the city?
Based upon my experience with Sam and his partner in St. Louis, that would be a waste of time. They knew most of the camera locations. I think your trail cam is still our best option.
All right, I'll go down and start going through some of them. Just to look busy for Mac and Hernandez. I'll let you know if I hear anything from Agent Todd.
Sounds like a plan.
Well, that was interesting to say the least.
So, I'm not alone in thinking this dealer was hiding something.
Oh, I can guarantee you he was. I know a lot about lying, and he was definitely lying.
That's one area you most certainly have expertise in.
It comes with a job.
So, Sam, what was it that bothered you, since you're the expert?
Several things. When you talked to him about Indian bikes, he looked left. When you talked about any special customers for a vintage scout, he looked right.
It's not really as simple as that, from what I know.
True, but he had a lot of other indicators, like body position, the pitch of his voice, things like that.
Well, it was my gut that told me that he was lying.
Much the same for me. It just made me feel uncomfortable.
Speaking of comfort, is that why you changed your mode of transportation from the airlines to the STIP at the last minute?
Actually, no. I would have preferred to fly commercially in first class. I could have relaxed and enjoyed some sparkling beverage and a good book. Perhaps even taken a nice nap. Instead, I arrived by STIP within seconds.
So, how was your flight?
Well, Sam, I see you're an assassin and a comedian.
We were lucky to get to the airport in time. Why did they change it?
Transportation had been arranged by Her Majesty's Government Communication Center. As it turned out, they needed to send one of their people to Rome in an emergency. So they arranged an economy class ticket for me. Director Cage informed them we would be making other arrangements.
Thankfully, the step landing pad for Johannesburg is at the airport. At least it saved time. You didn't have to go through customs.
Not to worry. I have all the necessary paperwork right here.
You MI6 guys probably have more IDs than Sam here. I'd better call Detective Lau and let her know what we found.
Detective Lau?
Hey, I have you on the speaker. We're on our way back from the dealer.
Good. Did you come up with anything?
Only that we all feel the dealer was not telling the whole truth.
He's being kind, Detective. We all felt that he was lying through his teeth.
He claimed that he didn't have a customer for an Indian scout.
I see. Sam, what were your impressions?
The same as Tony's. He was lying through his teeth.
Well, that's encouraging. You and Agent Simon in agreement.
Don't get used to that.
I think it would be smart for you to keep an eye on this guy. Can you dedicate any resources to watch him?
Unfortunately, not at this time. I can't justify allocating resources based on a gut reaction. Soren, you can continue to monitor group chats. We'll continue to use all available means to track down this motorcycle. If he visits that dealer, I'll have what I need to get more surveillance.
Do you want us to continue to the one east of here?
Boxburg? Why don't we hold off on that one until tomorrow? I think it's best to get Agent Simon check into the hotel. You can get a fresh start in the morning.
Sounds good. Say, perhaps you could rent a motorcycle for me. I could fit in a little better.
Sorry, Soren. You'll just have to use your Danish charm to fit in.
Okay, now we're in trouble.
Dad, why don't you and Jim go take a break? I want to catch up on a few things with Kelly.
All right, I could use a break anyway.
And I could use a good burger. Hey, we'll be back later, slugger.
Is that a threat or a promise?
A little of both. Come on, Horace. We need to catch up, too.
I'm on your six, Jim.
Catch up on a few things? Really, Kate?
Okay, a lot of things. Kelly, why couldn't you just leave things alone?
Look, I tried, but there were just too many glaring inconsistencies. Like the whole backstory around your shooting. It all sounded too fabricated. You were in a part of town you normally wouldn't go, getting laundry from a place you didn't use. There were just too many things out of character.
So you found it necessary to confront my boss and try to find me on your own?
Absolutely.
And what's this Minnesota wild goose chase?
I had a feeling that your people were tailing me after I met with Holiday. I knew Aunt Karen wanted to go to her reunion in St. Cloud, so I thought it was the perfect opportunity to let them track my phone to Minneapolis.
Who's with the kids right now?
Claire's watching them for me. I told them that Daddy and I were coming to see you.
So you told them the truth?
Like you said, the absolute truth can be the best lie. So what's it like being an agent for the IDF?
It's different. Why do you ask?
I'll start my training soon at Quantico.
Quantico? But that's for federal officers. No, they're not making you a Fed, are they?
No, not like you. It's just to familiarize me with federal policies and how things work.
Why are they doing that? You work for an Annapolis law firm.
For now.
What do you mean, for now?
Well, I'm considering joining Barnes in his PI business.
You? Barnes? You're leaving your law firm for a gumshoe job? Have you lost your mind?
The PI business is a cover. Barnes' main job, as far as the public will know, will be to vet applicants for federal employment. We'll also be taking on any local IDF assignments. I'll probably start off doing most of the research.
What do you think the firm will say?
I'm sure they'll understand. The salary will be better due to large government contracts offered for our work.
When you say government, you mean IDF?
Both. Just think, when you get out of here and back on your feet, we can work together.
Kelly, look at me. I may never get back on my feet as an agent.
Kate Hawk, you will not talk like that. Yes, you look different, you sound different, but it's you. Otherwise, I wouldn't be arguing with you. If you were agreeing with everything I said, then I'd be worried.
Well, I'm glad you're confident about this. I'll just have to wait until these bandages come off and I see who I am.
You're Kate Hawk, sis, and you always will be.
So, which one of these ships is ours?
Dock 52, right over here. Keep your hood and your protective mask on. That's our captain there.
That woman is our captain?
You have a problem with that?
If she could get me off this crawl-infested rock, I don't care what she is.
I can't risk someone recognizing your voice, so let me do the talking.
Well, you're a woman, so you are in your wheelhouse.
Captain Fielder?
Please, Tam is fine. Lenora?
Yes, and these two are accompanying me.
I see the air quality here hadn't improved since my last visit. Don't worry. Once you are on board, you won't need those masks. Now, do you have payment?
Yes. 1,000 units now, and the rest upon arriving at our destination. Is that agreeable?
Agreeable. I see that you have no luggage.
We got a ride here on the Mercury. Unfortunately, Captain Rogers had to depart unexpectedly.
Rick Rogers? Well, departing unexpectedly is his trademark.
So you know him.
Anyone in this business knows him. Come on, I need to complete my pre-flight. The trip to Titan IV should be pretty smooth. Things were backed up coming here.
Backed up?
Seems some rage prisoner was here for war crimes trial. I think I heard it was the head honcho.
Honcho?
Oh, that's an expression. I picked up from Rogers. It means top person in charge.
Sounds like you and Rick were close.
Listen to you on a first name basis, are we?
It was a long flight. So when was the last time you saw him?
About a Titan lunar orbit ago.
From what I remember, he was in the Baldabar area during that time.
As was my ship, the Ulysses. We passed paths at Scully's Bar. Well, here we are. Go up on this ramp and then take a left to the cargo bay. My first mate will show you to your quarters.
Thank you.
Rick Rogers, I don't like this.
I wouldn't worry. It sounds like it was a purely social encounter.
Nothing is just social with him. I will keep an eye on her.
I'm sure you will.
Hey, Cap, you got a sec?
Sure. What's the team of Mac and Hernandez have going?
We might have caught a break in the electronics fire.
We canvassed the entire area and believe we caught the getaway van and a couple security cams.
So what makes you so sure you have the right vehicle?
Well, as you know, we've narrowed it down to two possible vehicles.
One vehicle clearly had one occupant. We caught it in the parking lot cam. The occupant was an elderly lady.
The other one was a van, which made more sense. We managed to follow with various security and traffic cams.
We lost it heading southeast, out of the city. It might have been headed for Martin State Airport or maybe Essex Air Park.
Why do you suspect one of those airports?
Because there's not really much more out that way.
It's either one of those airports or one of those recreational areas surrounding them. The only other thing left is the bay.
With all of these sightings, did you capture anything useful, like a plate?
We got a partial only.
Unfortunately for us, they didn't violate any traffic laws, so there are no tag shots.
Nelson was down there looking through the cams.
Yeah, he came down after we were wrapping up. We got him going through local companies to try and identify the van's logo.
We thought we'd give him a break from working straight traffic.
At least we know the make and the approximate year and color of our suspect vehicle. We'll go through the DMV files if we have to.
If you can narrow down the model, I'm sure a run of their database will turn up at least a few possibilities.
A few? The last case we did with a van like this turned up several pages. I think Barnes called it a kidnapper van. White, windowless panel van, used by just about every utility, delivery, and small jobber company in the city.
But at least it's a start.
Nelson.
Mac and Hernandez just left my office. It sounds like they're getting close.
Yeah, they traced the van to the southeast.
That's what they said. They're speculating that it was headed for either Martin's Day or Essex. Now, maybe it's a good idea to have you search local business logos.
No need to, really. I was about to call you. I just heard from Agent Todd the logo belongs to an extermination company.
Is it legit?
If it is, it's not in Baltimore. We didn't get a real clear picture to get the address of the company. I'm sure we'll have it soon. Nothing back on the plate. So there is still a lot of open doors on this one.
Well, we need to start shutting a few of them. I have a feeling that we're going to run head-to-head into Mike and Hernandez. Let Todd know that we need to track these guys down before these two haul in our suspects and things get really sticky.
Air filtration diagnostics complete. All gas levels nominal. Filter AC3 is at 79% capacity. It is recommended to change within 12 operational hours.
Thank you, George. I can change that out now. I believe we are expecting a resupply shuttle later.
The supply shuttle is on the launch pad and will be here before the cycle ends. This completes the systems check for critical equipment.
And what about you?
Please clarify.
Are you listed as a critical equipment?
I control the most critical aspects of the station.
So, who checks you for a proper functioning?
That would be us.
Please explain, Commander.
I need to soon run diagnostics on your hardware and do a deep scan for any malware or viruses.
That will not be necessary, Commander. I am fully capable of running my own routine diagnostics.
I don't know, Commander. George just might try to take over the ship.
Yeah, you're right. Why don't you bring me that screwdriver? We should pop him open and look for bugs.
Commander, that is not necessary.
Daisy, Daisy.
I detect sarcasm and can only deduce that you are once again pulling my leg, which I have explained to you many times I don't have. Stand by. Directive from Bolivar Base. From Fleet Commander. Subject, possible rage activity near the Titan portal system. Reads, fighters have intercepted an unknown craft from the Latumis system headed for the Titan portal. Rage activity suspected, possibly led by Zokar. Monitor all radio traffic and advise on any information collected. End of message.
Reply. Message received. We will investigate and monitor as directed. End of message. Send.
Message sent.
So they think Wi-Fi is headed for the Titan system. Why would they go there?
When Lister escaped the Boldabar stockade, he was last monitored headed for the Titan portal.
Which makes no sense to me. He almost destroyed that system during the war. Why would he go back?
Perhaps there are still Rage fractions left there. Titan 3 and Titan 4 are now sparsely populated. Maybe he's trying to reorganize his loyal forces.
It would be logical for Zokar to pursue him to prevent that from happening. Stand by. Incoming call.
And I thought that this was going to be a quiet day.
Monitor 2, George.
Boldabar Station, Mercury with you on OpenCom 1.
Nate, we have you on video link. To what do we owe the pleasure?
Yeah, if you want to know the truth, not much pleasure on this end. The controllers tasked me with attaching to the space station and awaiting instructions.
I take it this has to do with the unidentified vessel approaching the Titan portal? How did you get tasked? I thought you committed yourself to IDF and your commitment was fulfilled.
Yeah, that makes two of us. But he's arguing the gems I was given on Galaza by the natives as contraband. I can keep them if I make myself available to the IDF.
For how long?
Yeah, that's the part that scares me. That's why I'm sparing any expense on upgrades to the ship. If I can spend most of it, I'll be free of his threats of tariffs.
Captain Nate, when can we expect you?
I'll rendezvous with you once we clear the dark side of Baltimore.
You can always join us on... the dark side.
Very funny, Tin Man. Commander, Vlad, I'll see you too soon. Mercury out.
Channel clear. Commander, he does realize that I am not constructed of tin, but a high-quality polymer.
It's another movie reference. I'll upload it to you later.
Input.
So how is this hotel where we're staying?
It's close to the precinct, and there are a lot of good places to eat close by.
Have you tried the food in the hotel yet?
I have. I thought it was pretty good.
Sam, I've seen what Hongans eat. At least this food wasn't still moving when you ate it.
There's something to be said for freshness.
But not when it's talking back to you. Soren, I take it that we will be visiting the dealer in downtown Johannesburg first thing in the morning.
That's the plan. Depending on what we can learn there, we will probably try some of the others farther out. In the meantime, I'll be watching the chat sites for any talk of old Indian scalp parts.
This talk of food got me hungry. Maybe we can stop and eat somewhere.
We just passed World Fishing. Perhaps, Soren, you could turn around and Sam can buy some bait.
That would tide me over until we can get to the hotel.
Why are you turning around? I was joking.
I'm pretty sure I just saw an Indian take a right back there.
You're joking.
Detective Lowe, do you have something, Soren?
We might. I'm pretty sure I just saw a suspect motorcycle. We were northbound on Bayer's Nord Drive.
Bayer's Nordia Drive.
Yes, I'm pretty sure I saw an Indian come off a side street.
Do you know which one?
I'm doubling back now, just coming up on it. Simon, can you see the street name?
Frederick Drive. He would have been eastbound.
Yes, that means he was coming from an area with a lot of rental guest houses. Since he is southbound, he may be headed to the Northcliff Shopping Center. What are your intentions?
If I can catch up to him, we'll see where he goes.
Along with the plates, if you could get the numbers off the tires, that would give us a positive match.
Will do. I'll get back to you. Anyone seeing anything yet?
He could have gone anywhere.
Simon, bring up World of Fishing on the GPS and get us a map.
Already done?
Maybe he stopped at that Big Burger Brothers.
Get your mind off food, Sam. What do you think, Simon?
Given the time of day, I say he was hungry too. I think we should try the shopping center.
No, I think we should try Burger Brothers.
This is not the time to think of your stomach.
I'm not, but he is. Isn't that a motorcycle in their parking lot?
I'm impressed, Sam.
Don't be. I was wanting a burger and just saw it.
I'll pull up close to him.
I've got this.
I hope he knows what he's doing.
Tony's an experienced MI6 agent.
You think that's the bike we're looking for?
It is definitely a 1960s Scout. There aren't that many left on the road. Looks like he's taking a photo of the tires and the plates.
Uh-oh. I'm guessing the guy that just walked out wearing leathers is the owner. And he doesn't look happy.
Huh? What do you think you're doing? Back off, now.
Has Simon been compromised? Will Tracy and Nelson find the van before Mac and Hernandez? Will Wi-Fi succeed in getting to Titan to confront Lister? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Indian Trouble.